This is Claire Bland and part two of the X5 steam cleaner. Right, I'm going to disconnect everything now. I've already unplugged the machine from the extension cable because even though I said that the cable for the actual machine is long, it's not that long because we've got a long house. I don't live in a big house, it's just long. Right, so it's already unplugged. Just the safest thing to do. So now I'm going to disconnect the actual window cleaning attachment from the hose. And there's a button on it, you press and lift. And that disconnects the window cleaning attachment. And the cloth is very dirty, I must say. It's got dirty windows. Dirty Claire. No, they're not that bad really, but this cloth is dirty and it just shows how much you think you've cleaned your windows before, and with the steam cleaner, how much it does actually clean your windows. So that's that disconnected. It's a bit warm at the minute, so I won't lift the cloth off. So I'll just put that to one side. Now, to disconnect the hose, on the actual machine, you remember if you listened to the first boo, I said that there was a off circle hole where the hose connects. Right, underneath the hole, just a bit further back, there's a round button. You press it in and pull, and the hose comes out. And that's a little bit warm as well. It's not hot, but it's warm. Although, don't touch the other end where the steam comes out of the actual nozzle, because that does get warm. Okay, so I'll put that to one side. So now I'm going to take the machine inside. I'm just going to ravel my wire up so I don't trip over it and empty the water out. Okay, so just come with me inside the house. Right. Here we are in the kitchen. Right, so you turn this and you turn it, get this right, anti-clockwise. And it comes off this little circle over the sink. Remember, don't put the electric cable near the sink. That rattling you can hear is like a filter. If it's like it's to help the water flow or the pump when your machine is facing up or down, which is really handy. It's a bit like a fuel thing in a fuel tank in a car. Okay, so that's all that water out. So now all I need to do is get a dry cloth and give the machine a little wipe when it's a little bit cooler. But until then, I'll set it down somewhere safe so it's out of way, because the bottom of it is a little bit warm. It's not hot, it's just warm. But it's not safe to put back in its box yet. I've got this little circle thing that goes in the little hole to keep the water out. I'll put that next to the machine. Just go back outside and get me all unplugged this extension while I'm at it. That's that unplugged. Okay. Go back outside. Right. So now I'm coming to collect everything else. The hose and the window cleaner, and there's other attachments to this as well, which I will demonstrate in other boos, but just to give you a brief description, there's a nylon brush which is mainly used for ceramics, so like your toilet sink, bathroom sink, that is, not your kitchen sink. Then there's a metal brush which could be used for car wheels, metal frames.